Ashland City.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by E.T. Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It is 68 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. It's day two of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. President Biden, the keynote speaker last night, backing his Vice President Kamala Harris. Outside the convention, protests taking place. ABC's Matt Gutman is there.
Chicago police bracing for another round of protests.
Come on, let's go!
After dozens breached the outer perimeter of the DNC late Monday, they gathered earlier, thousands of them, to condemn the Biden-Harris administration's handling of the Israel-Gaza conflict, the through line of the dozens of protest actions planned here this week.
A final report is out on last October's shooting rampage in Lewiston, Maine, finding that missed warning signs were there before gunman Robert Card killed 18 people, including the Army Reservist's superiors, failing to share information with local authorities about Card's aggressive behavior. Fewer Americans were born last year. The number of births in the U.S. dropping 2%. The CDC shows just under 3.6 million babies were born in 2023. This is ABC News. Two 18-year-old men charged in the murder of former General Hospital actor Johnny Wachter. Wachter was fatally shot in May when officials say he tried to stop thieves from stealing his catalytic converter. A desperate search off the coast of Sicily for six people who remain missing after a yacht sank during a violent storm.
One after another, the divers plunge back in the port of Porticello. Down below, some 160 feet, the wreck. They've returned to try to gain access to the below deck cabins that were blocked by debris that had shifted during the violent storm that toppled the luxury sailboat. 15 of the vessel's passengers and crew managed to escape, first onto a lifeboat and then onto another yacht moored nearby. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the foreign desk.
Kroger, a top grocer, claiming the FTC's challenge to its proposed merger with Albertson is unconstitutional. The agency says the $24 billion deal would lead to higher prices. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, ET Foods, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 68 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy and pleasant conditions with a high of 74. Tonight, a few clouds and cool with a low of 50. And tomorrow, partly cloudy and mild with a high of 76. In Richland Center, it's 68 degrees.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Good afternoon. It's 68 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A teen lost his life in a tractor accident in Grant County. The sheriff's office received a call Friday afternoon around 3:25 regarding the accident at 8620 Irish Ridge Road, Cassville. The initial report was that a male had been trying to move a tree with a tractor, and somehow the tractor ended up on top of him. When emergency personnel arrived at the scene, they found 17-year-old Race Landon, who resided at the address, deceased. The report shows Landon had been operating a Ford 8N tractor. It appears as though he had been trying to pull a tree that had fallen into the driveway using a chain connected to both the tree and the rear of the tractor. While doing this, the front end of the tractor came up and the tractor went over backwards with Landon on it. The tractor came down on Landon, causing fatal injuries. A family member who was coming to the house discovered the accident and called 911. The young man who lost his life in a tractor accident Friday afternoon is Race Landon, 17, of Cassville. More layoffs and branch campus closures will be on the table when the University's Wisconsin Board of Regents meets in Madison Thursday and Friday. The number of UW two-year campuses has shrunk by 6, and more could be closed. UW leaders blame shrinking enrollment and revenues. Jay Rothman says his 2025-27 budget proposal would allow the UW system to shed its ranking of 43rd among 50 states in public funding and reach the national median. Rothman says it will take an additional $457 million annually to achieve that. Features of the proposed budget include extending the Wisconsin tuition program to students from families earning up to $71,000 annually, 5% and 3% general wage increases for faculty and staff, and emphasizing talent development. Rothman said he would not recommend tuition increases over the period covered by the biennial budget. A task force put together by the governor has released its recommendations on how to address challenges facing the healthcare workforce. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says one of those recommendations is to include ways to increase grant funding to employers so they can better retain and recruit staff. Other recommendations include adopting Medicaid expansion, increasing rates for home and community-based services, and helping healthcare workers navigate insurance benefit options. According to Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, Wisconsin faces a potential deficit of up to 19,000 registered nurses by 2040. Wisconsin doctors may start testing babies for a rare and fatal brain disease called Krabbe disease. The federal government says states should be testing. 12 other states screen newborns for Krabbe, but the State Journal reports Krabbe tests can produce false positives, and some doctors have doubts about treatments. Democrats are targeting 16 assembly races and 5 Senate races in November. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein says voters are fed up with inaction on issues like PFAS cleanup.
We're letting everybody know that we have a plan in place. There's $125 million that we should be getting out the door to help these communities and the people that live there, and the Republicans refuse to do so.
Assembly Democratic leader Greta Neubauer says voters are rejecting Republican tactics undermining democracy.
We intend to take the majority this fall to stop them from passing further proposals that would consolidate their own power and restrict voters' access to the ballot box.
The Wisconsin Democratic Party says it's prepared to spend millions to get its message out. Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez had a turn in the spotlight at the Democratic National Convention Monday evening. Rodriguez is a registered nurse with a background in the healthcare industry. She warned of a second term for Donald Trump.
Thanks to the Biden-Harris administration, insulin is capped at $35 a month for seniors. And they negotiated down the prices of 10 more life-saving drugs like Eliquis and Jardiance for Americans on Medicare. Now Trump is promising to terminate the Affordable Care Act, meddling in personal decisions between a woman and her doctor, and threatening to slash Medicare.
The Republican vice presidential candidate's campaign says the press conference at the Kenosha County Courthouse will focus on crime and safety. Republican Senate nominee Eric Hovde, Representative Brian Steil, and Kenosha County Sheriff David Zerner will join Vance. Vance has been no stranger to Wisconsin, making 3 stops on the crucial battleground state in August. He was in Milwaukee Friday and spoke on crime and opioids. He also stopped in Eau Claire on August 6th. Madison's first bus rapid transit line is nearly ready to roll. City officials announced Monday that the East-West Bus Rapid Transit Line is set to begin service on September 22nd and will run about every 15 minutes through most of the day. Madison Mayor Sacha Rhodes Conway called the launch of BRT a monumental step forward for the community and its transit system. Federal funding helped create a new maintenance facility, new charging technology, and a new fleet of all-electric buses. Some road lanes have been painted red as part of the BRT construction, which took place over the summer. The bus-only lanes will cover 9.5 miles of the 15-long east-west BRT line. Scammers are using people's social media videos to copy their voices. Wisconsin Better Business Bureau President Jim Temmer says it only takes a few seconds of your voice to make a reasonable copy with a computer. They could then use your voice along with your phone number to try and trick your loved ones into handing over money or personal information. Temmer says the best way to prevent this is to only share your videos with your friends and family and keep a close eye on friend requests to make sure they're not from phony accounts. A motorcycle versus car crash resulted in critical injuries. At approximately 7:20 Saturday night, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of the crash with serious injuries at the intersection of Highway 61 and County B. The initial investigation showed that Trevor A.H. King, 27 of Platteville, was traveling southbound on Highway 61 on his motorcycle in the township of Potosi. Paige K. Adams, 25, of Platteville, was riding as a passenger. At the same time, a vehicle driven by Jacob F. Marshall, 25, of Cuba City, was westbound on County B, approaching Highway 61. Marshall did not stop at the stop sign and failed to yield the right-of-way to the motorcycle. As a result, the motorcycle collided with the car and King and Adams were ejected from the motorcycle. Both King and Adams sustained serious injuries. Trevor King was transported to Potosi EMS to Grant Regional Health Center. Paige Adams was transported by Potosi EMS to Grant Regional Health Center. Both King and Adams were later transferred to other hospitals and remain in critical condition. No injuries were reported by Marshall or his three passengers. A UTV crash Sunday afternoon resulted in multiple injuries. At approximately 3:45 in the town of Viroqua, a 14-year-old from rural Viroqua was operating a side-by-side UTV eastbound on Upper Mapledale Road and failed to negotiate a curve to the right. The UTV tipped onto its left side and came to rest along the left edge of the roadway. The 14-year-old operator, a 15-year-old passenger from Steuben, a 14-year-old passenger from Gays Mills, and a 14-year-old passenger from Soldiers Grove were all treated at Vernon Memorial Healthcare in Viroqua. By late Sunday evening, all the injured were released. A motorcycle versus truck crash resulted in serious injuries. Sunday afternoon, around 4:35, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of the crash on Highway 61 at the intersection with County B. The preliminary investigation shows that Cameron A. Schaefer, 22, of Dickeyville, was traveling on his motorcycle southbound on Highway 3561 in the township of Potosi. Jaden J. Noonan, 23, of Dickeyville, was riding as a passenger. As Cameron approached County Road B, a pickup truck driven by Gavin L. Fishnick, 17, of Barneveld, failed to yield from the stop sign. The motorcycle collided with the truck, and Schaefer and Noonan were ejected from the motorcycle and sustained serious injuries. Cameron Schaefer was transported by Potosi EMS to Grant Regional Health Center. Jaden Noonan was transported by Potosi EMS to Southwest Health. Both of them were later transferred to other hospitals and remain in critical condition. No injuries were reported by Gavin or his juvenile passenger. A three-vehicle crash resulted in multiple injuries and road closure. Yesterday afternoon, around 4:10, the Richland County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call of the crash on Highway 14 near Old Sextonville Drive with complete road blockage. The investigation revealed that a van operated by Braden Murray, 21, of Spring Green, was eastbound following a sedan operated by Catherine Brutus, 63, of Lone Rock, and her passenger, Joan Gardner, 63, of Lone Rock. Brutus began slowing down for a vehicle that was turning when she was rear-ended by the van operated by Murray. Brutus's vehicle was then pushed into oncoming traffic. At the same time, a truck pulling a large trailer operated by Dennis Klingeman, 41, of Boaz, was westbound and attempted to swerve to avoid the crash. Klingeman's truck crashed into the front of Brutus's vehicle and caused the trailer to roll. Highway 14 was shut down by the Richland Center Fire Department. All patients were assessed and treated by EMS. As a result of the investigation, it was found that Braden Murray only had an instructional permit. He was cited for operating a motor vehicle without insurance, operating a motor vehicle without a valid license, and inattentive driving. It's 68 degrees in Richland Center at 12:19. It's a good time for stargazing. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Here Here's orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. 8-piece cut-up chicken, 85 cents a pound, with a special case price of 75 cents a pound. Golden Spice fully cooked chicken, tenders and breasts, $3.25 a pound. Smithfield pork shoulder butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Jimmy Dean loaded sausage bites, meat lovers, $3.50 a pound. Cedar Crest ice cream, 1.5 quart, $5.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays. We're not fancy, but we're friendly.
It's 69 degrees in Richland Center at 1221. August continues to be an exciting month for skygazers. The first of the year's four consecutive supermoons was last night. A supermoon is when its path crosses closer to Earth than a normal full moon. And last night was a rare cosmic combination of a supermoon and blue moon. A blue moon is the second full moon in the same month. The next super blue moons are projected for January and March of 2037. Approximately one quarter of all full moons are super moons, while a mere 3% of full moons are blue moons. The American Red Cross is experiencing an emergency blood shortage. Blood donors of all types, especially those with type O blood, are urged to give as soon as possible to help patients receive life-saving medical care. Your opportunity to give the gift of life will be available this week. A blood drive will be held Wednesday from noon to 5 at the Glacier Canyon Conference Center in Wisconsin Dells. Thursday from 11 to 4 at American Hotel and Suites in New Lisbon. Friday from 11 to 4 at Cornerstone Church in Spring Green. And from 11 to 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. To make an appointment at any blood drive, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Autumn Fest will take place this weekend, Friday through Sunday, at the Blue River Village Park. Here's Michael Hernan with more on the story.
The Autumn Fest is a big event for the Blue River Fire Department. Here's Blue River Fire Chief Justin Degenhart on what the Autumn Fest revenue will be used for.
I know everybody's been talking about it in the radio programs with the Richland County upgrading their radio system. Grant County's also upgrading the radio system. So in the next year and a half, we'll end up buying new radios. That'll more than likely what most of our proceeds from Autumn Fest will go towards. The radio for the new truck was right around $4,000. And we've got four more trucks to put radios in. So it's quite a chunk of money we have to put out to be able to use the new system.
With last year's revenue, the fire department was able to purchase an upgraded fire truck.
So this truck's got a six-man cab, so we can haul one more person than we used to before. It actually holds 1,800 gallons of water. The other ones used to only hold 1,000. And the first fire call it was actually on, it made a big difference. I was actually running the pump, and I noticed it, that I still had water left over when we had everything hooked to hydrant and everything was ready to go. It made a big difference just having that extra 800 gallons of water.
During the parade, special recognition will be given to a 100-year-old parade marshal and the return of an old Blue River fire truck.
So our parade theme this year is honoring our past, forging our future. And by honoring our past, our parade marshal this year is Bernie Cooey. He was a 1942 graduate from Blue River. And if everybody does the math there, that puts Bernie at 100 years old. And it just so happens last year we were able to procure our original fire truck, which is 100 years old. And just this May, the fire department was able to purchase a brand new truck. So now we have trucks that are 100 years apart. So we're honoring our past with our old truck that's 100 years old, forging it with our new truck that's 100 years newer. And Bernie's going to be our parade marshal for that.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Adults are invited to go back to camp. Adult summer camp will be held at the Aldo Leopold Nature Center in Monona Saturday from 2 to 7. The summer camp will include activities and locally brewed beverages. For the suggested minimum donation, attendees will receive an aluminum cup to fill with the beverages of their choice, both alcoholic and non-alcoholic, as they enjoy a camp experience designed for them. Activities include fort building, pond dipping, obstacle courses, survival challenges, camp crafts, nature art, capture the flag, yard games, campfire songs, and more. This is a ticketed event. The suggested donation is $50. Campers must be 21 years of age by the event date to register for adult summer camp. Free parking is available at Ahuska Park with a free shuttle that will run every 15 to 20 minutes. Food carts will also be available for a fee. For more information, go online to AldoLeopoldNatureCenter.org or call 608-221-0404, extension 1. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for Wisconsin Urban Forestry Catastrophic Storm Grants. This round of grant funding became available through an executive order signed by Governor Tony Evers in June, declaring a state of emergency due to severe weather events across Wisconsin. The DNR's Urban Forestry Grant Program will make 20% of its unallocated annual funds available to aid eligible applicants, including Wisconsin municipalities, counties, tribal governments, and 501c3 organizations. Grants range from $4,000 to $50,000 and do not require a dollar-for-dollar match. The DNR's Urban Forestry Catastrophic Storm Grant Program funds tree repair, removal, or replacement within urban areas following a catastrophic storm event for which the governor has declared a state of emergency under. A catastrophic storm is defined as damaged urban forest caused by snow, ice, hail, wind, or tornado. Catastrophic storms do not include insect infestation or disease, forest fire, drought, or water saturation due to flooding. For more information and to apply, please visit the DNR's Urban Forestry Catastrophic Grants webpage. Applications are due by Tuesday, August 27th. The 2024 hook and line season for Lake Sturgeon will take place on certain waters from September 7th through September 30th. All anglers looking to harvest Lake Sturgeon must have their general 2024 fishing license and a valid hook and line Lake Sturgeon tag. Licenses and tags may be purchased online through Go Wild or from a licensed vendor. All license requirements and regulations apply. Anglers are reminded that only one sturgeon with a minimum length measurement of 60 inches may be harvested during the season. Anglers who have harvested a lake sturgeon must validate their tag immediately upon harvesting and before moving it. All harvested sturgeon must be registered at a designated registration station. Please note that most registration stations are not open 24/7, so if anglers plan on harvesting a 60-plus inch lake sturgeon outside registration station hours, they must be prepared to keep their fish on ice. A hook and line sturgeon tag is not required if an angler plans to release the sturgeon they catch in the open season. The DNR urges anglers to practice responsible catch and release when releasing any fish they do not wish to keep. Please note that it is illegal to fish by snagging, foul hooking, and attempting to hook fish other than in the mouth. Some sturgeon may have a tag near their dorsal fin with information about the movement and growth of lake sturgeon. If a tag sturgeon is caught, please submit the following information to the county's fisheries biologist to help the DNR in future management practices. Where the fish was caught, county, water body, and location. The date of the catch, the tag number, color, and material composition of the tag, and the overall fish length. Please leave the tag attached to the fish if you release it. Today's winners of $50 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Shea Bounds on ticket number 1614 and Jeff Oler on ticket number 2116. It's 69 degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer. The warm weather won't last forever, and neither will these special offers at Simpson's Tractor. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop. You can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you are and when your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center through September 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts may vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC.
It's 69 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Tuesday afternoon, August 20th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Judith Fairby, 87 of Richland Center, died Saturday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 3 o'clock Friday, August 30th, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held in the Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, August 30th, from 1 until the time of service at 3. Judy Fairby is survived by two daughters, Deanna Daly of Richland Center and Diana Austin of Sun Prairie, five grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, brother-in-law, Doug Weege of Madison, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Judith Fairby, 87 of Richland Center. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Saturday, September 7th at 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, September 7th, from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Memorials may be directed to the Alzheimer's Association. Marcia Gilbank is survived by her husband, Philip, three sons, Colin and Don Gillingham, Chad Gillingham, and Christopher and Roxanne Gerber. A daughter, Sherry and Kelly Gillingham Teatrick, Philip's children, Steve and Mary Gilbank, Scott Gilbank, Shelley and Jay Paulu, and Sherry and Michael Rockwell. Six grandsons, seven granddaughters, 12 great-grandchildren, a sister, Diana and Jerry Leach, special nieces, Cynthia McCarthy and Patricia McNutt, and many other relatives. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center. Mary Willison, 75, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Our House Memory Care. Funeral services for Mary and her husband Richard will be held Friday, September 27th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, September 27th from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Mary and Richard's name be directed to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, or the Alzheimer's Association. Mary Willison is survived by her daughter, Deanna Gaybelt, two grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Laura, Rosie, Cindy, Patrick Jr., and Fred, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Mary Willison, 75, of Richland Center. Michael James Flynn, 82, of Highland, died Sunday at Upland Hills Hospital. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday, October 12th, from 11 to 3 at the Highland Fire Department. A private family burial will be held in the Avoca Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family for a charity of their choosing. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Michael Flynn include his children, Rose and Don Williams of DeSoto, Bonnie and John Oxnem of Dodgeville, Pat and Jody Flynn of Highland, Mike Flynn and Kristen Anderson of Highland, Michelle and Eric Friedrich of Spring Green, Jim and Susan Flynn of Four Oaks, North Carolina, and Joe and Tammy Flynn of Winterville, North Carolina. 13 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, a great-great-grandson, siblings David and Anna Mae Flynn, Terry and Sue Flynn, Kevin and Deb Flynn, Judy and Randy Huntington, Kate and Tom Ludlam, and Kelly and Vicki Flynn. Nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Michael James Flynn, 82, of Highland. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Carrie and Kelly Long had a son, Callahan Shane.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture & Mattress located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Jack and Leslie Atkinson and Nathan and Michelle Pinkham. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it is quite nice out there. Temperatures running a few degrees below normal with this Canadian air mass in place. High pressure sitting over us should keep us nice and quiet for a couple more days. Meanwhile, there's some rain back in South Dakota into Iowa and southwest Minnesota. Looks like that should be passing by to our southwest. Temperatures will slowly inch upward here over the rest of the week and into the upcoming weekend. In fact, it could feel quite warm and sticky out there by the weekend, with readings as much as 10 degrees above normal. There will be a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Friday, the brunt of that going north of us perhaps, and then toward early next week will be our next chance of a couple more showers. So generally one of the drier stretches we've had in quite some time. Here's your forecast for the rest of today. Partly cloudy as temperatures climb up to about 74 degrees. East wind near 5. Just a few clouds tonight, low at 50. Partly cloudy and mild tomorrow, high at 76 degrees. Thursday should be partly cloudy and a touch warmer, low 51 with a high of 79. Friday, mixed skies with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs reaching the upper 70s. For Saturday, partly cloudy, rather warm and humid, high about 86. Sunday, partly sunny, continued quite warm and humid. The high temperature could actually touch about 90 degrees with heat indices into the 90s. Monday, variably cloudy, warm and humid, 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms with highs holding in the upper 80s. So again, the rest of today, rather pleasant and tranquil with partly cloudy skies, the high temperatures in the low to mid 70s. You get out there and enjoy that calm weather for the next few days. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently 69 degrees under partly sunny skies. After a high yesterday of 78, our low this morning 57. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 69. The record high for this date, 97, set in 1955. The record low, 39, was set in 1967. Last year's high was 92 with a low of 69. Sunset tonight will be at 7:57, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:13. Currently in Richland Center, we have east-northeast winds at 5 miles per hour. The barometer's at 30.26. Relative humidity is 56% and no precipitation to report. Under partly sunny skies, it's 69 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
With a potential record U.S. soybean crop this year, look for a spike in export volume. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
With potentially the largest ever soybean crop expected this year in the U.S., there's more to go around in meeting global demand. Here's Mark Jekanowski, chair of the World Agricultural Outlook Board.
In terms of the U.S. production estimate, yield was raised by 1.2 bushels per acre, and harvested area was also increased by 1 million acres. So that adds up to production increase of about 154 million bushels this month alone. So we're looking at a total production of just about 4.6 billion bushels, up about 425 million bushels year over year. And with that bigger crop, we anticipate that some of that's going to be exported.
How much is some, according to Jekanowski?
Given those larger supplies, we raised our export forecast by 25 million bushels, and the bulk of the rest of it just ends up in ending stocks. So the ending stocks forecast was raised 125 million bushels. Now it is forecast at 560 million bushels, and that would be up 215 million year over year.
Of course, there's always a downside. Well, the good news for U.S. soybean growers is the prospect of a huge crop that's also led to lower market prices for soybeans. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
I'm Erin Anderson with Ag News on Brownfield, brought to you by Pioneer. Once you plant Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvest will never be the same. Enter a new era of performance at pioneer.com/new era. USDA's Farm Service Agency has accepted an additional $2.2 million for the Grassland General and Continuous Conservation Reserve programs. The agency has offered more than 156,000 acres for continuous sign-up in 2024, and nearly 200,000 acres have been accepted through the General CRP. The Conservation Reserve Program contracts with farmers for 10 to 15 years to remove environmentally sensitive lands from agricultural production and reestablish covers to improve water quality, prevent erosion, and support wildlife habitat. Enrollments in USDA's Conservation Reserve Program this year are expected to reach the 27 million acre limit. Youth livestock exhibitors participating in the Missouri State Fair Sale of Champions say life lessons are learned in the livestock barn. Beau Ann Graves in northern Missouri exhibited the Grand Champion Steer. She tells Brownfield she set a goal to participate in the Sale of Champions years ago.
People always tell me, never give up. And really, that's true, because there's many times that I wanted to hold my head down, but I kept it up and I kept pushing, because you always have to give 110%, because at the end of the day, it will pay off, and you just got to keep pushing and never give up.
Cole Murphy in central Missouri says he learned to value the people he shows with at the Missouri State Fair. The Missouri State Fair Sale of Champions raised more than $350,000 for youth scholarships. 18 teams of Nebraska farmers are competing in a University of Nebraska Extension project to find the best soybean management practices. Chris Proctor tells Brownfield about the inaugural Testing Ag Performance Solutions competition, also known as TAPS.
We put everybody on the same field, so it's the same environmental conditions, same soil type, and so we really get a good sense of how do those decisions play out against one another under kind of a controlled environment.
Each team has replicated plots at the Eastern Nebraska Research Extension and Education Center. Proctor says there were 14 soybean varieties planted. BioLumic is partnering with several seed companies to use its light-activated technology to improve corn productivity. CEO Steve Sibulkin says the technology uses UV light signaling to rapidly activate natural genetic expression in plants to improve yield quality and performance. He tells Brownfield because BioLumic's genetic expression trait, light-activated technology, doesn't use genetic modification. It doesn't have to go through the multi-year regulatory process. I'm Erin Anderson with Ag News on Brownfield.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you are a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
The direct cash cattle trade is not established and no trend reported yet on cash hogs. Hello everyone, I'm Tom Stever with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. The direct cash cattle trade is quiet. Asking prices in the south are at 187. There's nothing yet in the north. Significant trade is not expected until tomorrow or later. Boxed beef is lower. Choice down $1.89 at $3.1366. Select boxes are down 30 cents at $3.0171. At Kingdom City, Missouri's Callaway Livestock Auction, yesterday's sale had almost 1,900 head. Significant about that sale were the five potloads of yearling steers that sold firm with a higher undertone. Demand was good on a moderate supply. 115 head of steers, averaging 906 pounds, brought $238.50 to $241. 114 steers weighing 9.5 to 985 brought 232 to 235. Cash hogs are mixed. Buyers are likely short bought and in need of supplies, but interest is likely limited by Monday's lower pork trade, although it's recovered some today. National direct butcher hogs, 4,500 head sold on a carcass basis. No trend available, but hogs are ranging from $81 to $85 a hundred. The five-day rolling average on national direct hogs is $84.33. Iowa, Minnesota's rolling average is $84.43. And Western Corn Belt hogs are rolling average of $84.70. Midwest butcher hogs are steady at $69. Sows at Dorchester, Wisconsin are steady, $63 to $65 on light sows. Heavy sows are $67 to $69. There is some recovery today on pork values. The carcass cutout is 40 cents higher at $97.49. Loins are dragging the market, $1.92 lower at $93.38. Butts are 18 cents higher at $109.43. Picnics are lower by $3.85. They're at $75.33. Hams are up $2.86 at $91.31. Pork bellies are $5.20 higher at $135.92. You can find us online at brownfieldagnews.com. Check that out. I'm Tom Stever on Brownfield.
What do you want from an ag lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making and values relationships. And when your farm faces financial challenges, someone who looks you in the eyes and says, we are here for you. Find what you're looking for at Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial, here for you. Let's work together. Call 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Safely drive that automobile. Eyes on the road. Hands on the wheel. Safely drive that automobile. Eyes on the road. Hands on the wheel. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiderson Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aiders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aiders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
Well, soybeans again recovering some. Wheat is higher. Livestock futures still lower. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever with this Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics. They offer more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. At the Board of Trade, soybeans recovering as export demand continues to show life. Meal is narrowly mixed, as is oil. Warmer weather looks to return with some areas a bit drier, but little concerns about, and the weekly crop progress report shows unchanged at 68% good to excellent. September soybeans, a penny and a quarter higher now at 957 and one half. September corn is 2.5 lower. That's at 375. The corn market is actually lower, has been for the day. It's recovering, but still lower, struggling to extend Monday's gains. September corn is down 2.75 at 375 and a quarter. Wheat for September is 3.25 higher at 531 and one half. In Kansas City, September wheat is 4.25 higher at 545 a bushel. October live cattle, right now they're 385 lower. They're struggling. 175.17 on October live cattle. December down 367 at 174.70. October lean hogs down 62 at 76.20. Tom Stever, Brownfield.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Proper freezing can protect your meat eating experience. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Food inflation has finally slowed some, but buying pricier items like meat in bulk is one way you can continue to get more out of your grocery dollar. But once you've brought those large packages of meat home, what do you do with them? Freezing is a great option as long as it's done correctly. Jessica Lancaster focuses on product quality and safety research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Storage is going to be incredibly important, so making sure that we put that meat in the freezer as fresh as we can. And anytime we can remove oxygen from the packaging, so think of like a vacuum package bag, whether it comes that way from a store or you do it at home, is certainly going to be helpful. And then being able to maintain constant temperatures in the freezers are going to help versus have some of those fluctuations that we sometimes see.
She tells Brownfield packaging is extremely important.
Making sure that packaging is going to protect that product, but also not have any leaks or anything like that. And then also making sure that as we both freeze, thaw, or even are cutting that product at home, that we're doing that with safety in mind so that we have a healthy and happy consumer at the end of the day.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Here
Winter high school sports all season long during the 2024-25 school year. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show, which begins our coverage, followed by the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update, high school sport news from around the state of Wisconsin, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show recaps the game and looks at area scores, and the Dunkin' Rewards Play of the Game, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts, looks at a turning point in the night's action as well. Join us Friday night as our high school sports season kicks off with a great area non-conference football game. The Ithaca Bulldogs travel to play the Riverdale Chieftains. Hear the action on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app. It's Ithaca and Riverdale kicking off Friday night football from WRCO Radio Sports this week.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Chicago, it's day two of the Democratic National Convention. Former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama addressed delegates tonight.
In her remarks tonight,